With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come on, enter the waiting room, lovely. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful. I'm just going to put a pin in you. You won't feel a thing. So I don't see myself, and you can focus on me, and I can focus on you. Well, here we go. I'm looking away for a moment. There, add pin. There we are. That's wonderful. Oh, I can see you now in your full glory. How are you doing?
Cutting out a little bit.
Okay. I'll speak slowly. I always do when I'm doing my trance work anyway. And you can tell me if that's coming through clearly now.
Okay, yeah.
Right. The thing about these online platforms is that when we say short phrases, it clips the end. So sometimes by just saying, all right then, it will make a staccato kind of interpretation. So when you speak, flow so that I get the entire phrase, okay?
So, okay, no problem.
Yeah, so it's strange that we usually begin these things by saying, how are you? Because nobody actually sees me unless there's a problem. So you tell me what your problem is in your own words and how you want to be different.
Mm-hmm. The stomach issue started in August. So I got a stomach bug. I was vomiting and diarrhea for 2 days. Then after that, my whole system just ended up in chaos. It's just, I've had reflux issues for years because my gallbladder was out. So I've always coped with reflux, and I told the doctors that I've never been overwhelmed by acid reflux. I've always sort of managed it. I'm usually coping with herbal remedies, and I keep it at bay. But this was very different. This was, a lot of it was very similar to IBS symptoms, of bloating, constipation. Every time I ate, it just felt like there was something just pressuring my ribs as it went up. So anything I ate, at that point it was water as well. If I drank water in the morning, it would cause the same issues. At this point I can eat a lot better, but it's taken like 3 months before I got to a point where I could eat sort of solid foods. When I tried to get a diagnosis from the doctor, I got sent to the GI, and the GI was like, it just sounds like IBS symptoms, it's most likely caused by stress. But he didn't really investigate, further, it's just been a case of, think it is. And based on your history, it's reflux, so take acid reflux tablet. So I kind of just ended up having to find my own way around it, to be honest, just to cope with the basic symptoms.
Yeah.
I was hoping I can just get, I just want to get out of this cycle of just everything being about my stomach and just life revolving around my stomach issues. I don't like living like that. I like to live healthily. I exercise. I'm not overweight. I don't have any of the sort of usual protocols that they tell you, lose weight, change your diet. I generally eat healthily anyway, so I can't pinpoint the changes. I've had a lot of stress. I'm not going to deny that I've not been stressed in the past year or so, but I just need to focus about de-stressing and then hopefully getting somewhere with my stomach issues as well.
Did you listen to that clip I sent you? The voice clip.
I did. You spoke about it can be triggered by just getting some kind of gastro issue.
Yes.
So yeah, I did. It did pretty much. As soon as I got that stomach, but I don't generally get stomach bugs. This is the thing that I was telling my husband. My kids have had stomach bugs. They've had them many times. I generally do not get vomiting, diarrhea bugs at all. The last time I probably had one was probably early teens, and I think it was food poisoning, but this was just out of nowhere, out of the blue, it just occurred, and we all had it. My little kids had it, I had it. They recovered, but I ended up on this cycle.
It's kind of true that it's triggered by some extreme imbalance, which the body normally recovers from. Though if you've got some sort of propensity towards that, you know, we've got a mix of systems within our bodies, and often, unfortunately, there's one of those systems that's often weaker than the others. So if you've got heart problems, it's your circulatory system. If you've got lung problems, it's your respiratory system. Yours seems to be your gastro system. And when the doctors can't pinpoint anything medically, because I used to live with the doctors in the doctor's apartments at Russell's Hall, and they'll say, in all honesty, they don't know what IBS is. So it's a cover-all when we haven't found anything medically wrong with you that ought to be causing this, so let's put it down to stress. But we did teach the lady that did 12-month clinical trials about the link between stress and IBS and da-da-da. And they funded it for 12 months and then had all the data and then stopped it. So we've got all the data now. We know it's IBS. We know it's helped when somebody relaxes. There you go. There's the data. There's the clinical trials. So we know that what we do works when we can get you to relax. However, there's two parts to the mind. There's the automated part, if you like, which we call the unconscious. It's a global term for anything that you're not presently, in this very moment, aware of. For example, blinking of your eyes, it's an automatic response. It's linked to your nervous system. So when people are processing a lot of information quite quickly, their eyes will tend to be a lot more active. They'll be looking round. Their eyelids will blink more. And when they're tired, there'll be more of a slow blink. Or when you're relaxed, there's not much processing to do. The body behaves differently. So if you think about the body being in a heightened state, think back to times in your own experience where you've had a heightened state. And I'll put it in those terms, because a heightened state can be, ooh, excitement, we're going on holiday. Or it can also be intense stress. To the body, there's no difference in a heightened state. Everything's excited and it's working more quickly than usual. And some people's bodies, they're like even famous actors, when they're going on stage still, they'll throw up or they'll need the toilet or they won't eat before they go on stage, even though they know they can do their stuff. It's a heightened state. They know their bodies very well. They deal with it. Though if you've had a kind of propensity to stomach imbalances. I won't even say upsets. You know, that you want to make sure you go to the toilet before you go out, or we've been brought up with that kind of philosophy. Make sure you, have you been to the toilet? It's a long trip. It tends to create a pattern neurologically within the brain that says, in these times of intense stress or heightened state, good or bad, however the brain interprets it, then this particular system gets unbalanced. In one sense, thank goodness it's this and it's not your circulatory system, because that's what leads for some people to have strokes and heart attacks. So, you know, you've got kind of the lesser risk. I know it's a terrible thing to have, but psychologically and spiritually, there tends to be one of our systems that's kind of more vulnerable to these heightened states than others. So what herbal remedies, my first question, is it that you're taking for your reflux?
I'll go back to when my gallbladder was sort of having a lot of problems. I had a gallstone, it was quite big. I had it removed eventually. I was taking milk thistle at that time, and I still do take milk thistle. And I think it's helped my liver quite a lot, because my liver, they tested the liver, I don't know what it's called, but they tested it and it's fine, my liver works well. So I take milk thistle daily. I take a combination of slippery elm, marshmallow root, and licorice.
Oh, well done.
It's basically everything in one. Yeah. I take that. I've started taking, once the stomach bug started to occur, I've started zinc arsenine. I'm on like that many supplements there's literally a list of these things right now. Zinc arsenine I started taking. I was already taking my vitamin D's because they've been quite low since I've had the kids, so I've continuously taken those. There was something else. I recently started taking L-glutamine, I think it is, and that's meant to help restore the microbiome as well.
Okay.
Now, I have taken a lot of supplements, but I know that they're just a temporary sort of thing, a temporary fix, so it doesn't really get to the crux of the matter. So, yeah, those are the things that I've been taking so far. I was looking into probiotics, but I tried one, but it started to make me really bloated and gassy, so I've stopped taking that.
You'll know when something suits you, because you'll feel better and you'll have those results demonstrated to you. We're all a completely different and unique mix of biochemical stuff. We're an electromagnetic machine, in that the neurons fire off with basically bolts of electricity. That's how we have a thought. One neuron connects to another. And when those neurons connect together and it serves us, and we interpret that as our belief system. When our belief system helps and supports us, it's great. And when it doesn't, we tend to have adverse effects. Now, you know this because in the medical profession, because it's clinical hypnotherapy that we do, in the medical profession, the clinical trials are mostly based on placebo effect. If a new pill comes out, they'll test it against a sugar pill, and they'll have a group of people, and they'll give some a sugar pill to and some the actual pharmaceutical drug to. But of course, they won't tell the people who's got what, and then they'll measure the results. But the really interesting thing, Shabana, is that those people who have the sugar pill, who are convinced that they're having the drug, will experience the same effects. This is the power of the mind.
Yeah.
And I know you wouldn't be contacting me unless you've kind of researched hypnotherapy in regard to this and the power of the mind. Mm-hmm. Though it's also evidenced in one of the best known treatments we're famous for, which is stopping smoking. Because if you don't smoke, I take it?
No.
No. So a person that smokes, it's really easy for us to stop somebody smoking, even if they've smoked for 40 years. Because a person that smokes often smokes to relax, or they say they're so stressed, etc. Yet, pharmaceutically, if you like, the nicotine within a cigarette is a stimulant. It's a stimulant. So you can hook somebody up to a machine who's taking in a cigarette, and they're taking in a stimulant, and their heart will slow down. So the power of the mind is mostly demonstrated in this everyday thing that a lot of people still do, by taking in a stimulant and actually feeling calmer. The power of their mind is fabulous. Imagine them not taking in the stimulant, how powerfully they'll be able to relax. Oh, but then they'll feel tired, so they take one to pep themselves up, you know. So in other words, we can tell by our society that your mind is tremendously powerful. However, there's two parts to it. There's the conscious you, which is talking to me now, which goes somewhere when you go to sleep. We can measure that activity in terms of brainwave periods of waves. So many cycles per second, just to put it simply. When you're asleep, your brainwave pattern will slow down and you'll go into through four stages, actually. The deepest level of sleep is dreamless sleep. But above that, it's the state where we dream and we're not conscious. And then there's just relaxation, if you like, where you'll dip in and out of that all day, every day, even when you're sitting in a lecture or having to stop at some traffic lights and your mind drifts into what you're going to have for dinner tonight or what happened 10 years ago. You know, we're constantly nipping about in the past and the future, and then somebody paps you from behind and, oh, the lights have changed. That's called the alpha state, and that's what we achieve with this hypnotherapy, right? So in order to be of use to you, you'll need to be as relaxed as you possibly can. And I can already tell by your demeanour and your eye blinking and your posture that you're far more relaxed with me than a few moments ago. And that I'd be able to tell if anything that I said in any way disagreed with you. So thank you for your compliance, because this is the science of compliance. You want to comply with your best possible present and future. So at this present moment, there's two of you listening to me, if you want to put it in those terms. There's the conscious mind, which is the gatekeeper to all else, usually. And there's the unconscious, which is everything else. When you're awake, the unconscious part goes nowhere. So the consciousness goes somewhere when you sleep, but the unconscious is always with you. Part of its job is to regulate your system, which is why this is a very good idea that you're seeing a hypnotherapist for this condition. It balances everything, all of your systems. It's your autonomic nervous system. Do you know about the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system? Basically, a person's either in fight or flight, a state of mind, or healing. There's no in between. It's one or the other. And when you're relaxed, you're in a more healing state. So this is why this is the mechanics of why stress, and we're talking about distress really, a certain amount of stress is energizing, but distress can knock us off our feet and kind of paralyze some of the systems, and they don't work as effectively. So all of this information, I think you probably do know, and it's going through the conscious mind, and I can tell whether or not the unconscious is accepting it. And as far as I'm aware, it is. So therefore, the unconscious mind is the one that governs this process of settling your stomach, which is our aim. But also, in simple terms, it would pull my hand away from something hot or sharp or tickly before my conscious mind knew what was going on, right? So your conscious and your unconscious is present right here, right now. So if some of the things that I say seem a bit strange to the conscious mind, bear in mind I'm really talking the language of the unconscious. And in the same way as, well, how do you sleep? Do you sleep well?
Generally, I'm okay at the moment, but then I can go through bouts where I'll be more wakeful towards early mornings, the AMs, like 3 AM, 4 AM, I'll probably wake up. And I just a thing with my sleeping. Thankfully, I can deeply sleep. I did have insomnia many years ago, so I've struggled with insomnia. So I can deeply sleep straight away. Well, not I say deeply, but I can get to sleep straight away. But then when I'm awake, I'm like fully awake. I don't get that groggy in-between phase anymore, and I don't know why that is. It just literally becomes a case of I'm asleep and then I'll be wakeful almost instantly. And sometimes that can happen quite early, so it can happen 4 AM, 5 AM. So, yeah, I don't know if that's a bad amount of sleep or not, or if that's just naturally how much my body wants to sleep. I mean, I don't really know.
You'll tell by how you feel when you wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. whether you wake up with a bright, delightful alertness, or whether it's, oh, it's morning. Mm-hmm. You'll tell by how you feel.
That varies. Yeah, that does vary. Sometimes I'm ready to go and just up, and then other days not so much. I probably don't want to get up, and it's just a case of dragging myself up. But I don't have a in-between getting out of sleep phase anymore, but I just don't know if that's just because of age, having the children, if it just naturally sweeps away from you. But I used to have it where I just, you know, you'd be in the phase of sleepiness and then a little bit sleepy and then wake up. I don't get that anymore. It's literally a case of I was asleep, something will trigger wakefulness and I'm fully awake. I don't get back to sleep,
and
even if it's quite early in the morning.
How old are your children?
I've got a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old.
I bet they're very good at sleeping.
They are. My son's not so much. He's a bit like me. I've always been an anxious child, so sleep has always been one of those things that he's quite similar. If he's too stimulated, he won't sleep well. But generally, if he's in a relaxed mode, he will. He's a bit like me. He's a bit sensitive to goings on in the day, and it will affect his sleep.
Oh, there's various podcast episodes we have. One's called Perfect Deep Unbroken Sleep. And there's various YouTube videos we've got on there as well, completely free, and they'll really help. I tend to recommend the podcast, which is called At the Heart of Hypnosis. And you can get that from the link on the website. It says podcast across the top. And it's series 2, episode 2 from memory, Perfect Deep Unbroken Sleep. And there's another one that deals with pain. And there's another one that deals with body healing. And my voice just drifts out at the end, so you can actually go to sleep listening to it. And unlike YouTube, you don't get all adverts and things, so... That's kind of useful. However, this is the measure, really, of our relationship with our own unconscious mind. Just like you wake in the night, you don't know it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning until you look at the time, do you? So we don't keep track of time at an unconscious level. Therefore, you know, the unconscious mind doesn't keep track of time. It's been evidenced to you because probably the first thing you do is look at the time when you wake up in the night. That's how you can report to me what times you wake up. I would encourage you not to do that because you'll then start to engage and trust your own unconscious mind. If you've set an alarm, there's no point in looking at the clock till the alarm goes off because you know it's not time to get up.
Yeah.
Why do you look at the alarm?
Yeah.
So why do you look at the clock?
I don't hear any traffic. I think it must be like 3, 4 a.m. And then when I start to here traffic. I know it's 6 or 7 that people started to get out. So most of the time I don't look at my phone. I definitely don't look at the clock because I don't want to know the time. I've had insomnia where, you know, you end up clock watching or you end up being on your phone. And that's one thing that I sort of cut out completely. If I can't sleep, I'll just rest. They say get up, but that didn't work for me at all.
No.
When I started to look at advice about insomnia, that get up and do an activity, that made it worse for me. I was like, you know, if I get up, that's it, I'm awake. So I just lay there, and so most of the time I will drift off if it's in that kind of episode. But majority of the time, my sense of time is based on what's going on outside.
I like
rare
that.
Occasion I have looked at the time, and then I'm like, well, that's too early. So, yeah, I try not to. I know a screen is bad for you, no matter what, even if you're glancing at it, so I will avoid it most of the time.
That's very good.
But I do know it is my cycle as well. Then my menstrual cycle, I get PMS. So if it's a week before my period's going to start, my sleep is affected quite a lot. So I'll either struggle getting to sleep or I'll be wakeful in between sleep. So I do know it's hormonal as well. So at the moment, I'm on my period and I'm sleeping a lot better. But once I'm a week beforehand, it goes up and down. So
okay.
Yeah, it's the cycle really with my sleep.
I'm really pleased that you know so much about yourself and your sleep cycles and your activity, and that idea of using your awareness rather than the clock, I think is amazing. So the next step for you, because this is also linked to sleep, you see, it's hypnotherapy, sleep therapy. And whilst you're not going to be asleep with me, we're going to access the unconscious mind, which is responsible for sleep. The reason why people can't sleep very well, particularly nowadays, they're bombarded by lots of information and they don't hand over control as much as is right now to that part of the mind, which is always standing by, ready to help the unconscious. Sleep is in the domain of the unconscious. So as soon as we start to tell ourselves to sleep, or I can't sleep, you're engaging with the consciousness too much and trying to do something that the unconscious is totally and utterly responsible for. So what this does, this process, it also improves the relationship between conscious and unconscious process, so that as soon as your head hits the pillow, your body begins to your body is your unconscious mind. Your body goes, oh, right, now I'm on. I'm totally, your unconscious is trying to keep you safe the entire day, and we usually ignore it. And even down to the fact, which is related, lots of people in meetings right now want to go to the toilet. Or I'll hold on until I can excuse myself. Or and then they suddenly have to say, I'll be back in a moment. You know, sometimes we're hungry and we don't eat because of whatever situation we're in. And the body starts to realise that you're kind of distrusting it. Down to the fact that we have to strategize our systems to fit in with the modern life that we're living. So we kind of come away from our natural processes, and the unconscious mind's totally responsible for sleep and for digesting your food. Now, the very first practical thing, I was so pleased that you said slippery elm, though by your gesture you mean you take a tablet.
Yeah, I've taken it in capsule form. I haven't tried it in a powder form yet, but it's something I have seen. I'm not sure. I'd have to speak to either I think they're called a naturopath or someone, just to know how much to take. Because with the tablet, obviously it tells you on the label how much to take. I just don't know about doses yet enough to do the powder.
Well, you can't go wrong with it, really, because they use all sorts of different things in the hospital, and they've probably prescribed omeprazole, lansoprazole, and different things for you.
They gave me lansoprazole for acid reflux when all of this started, and I was in such a state where I couldn't eat properly at all. It made my stomach worse, and then I got to a point where I knew it wasn't an issue repressing the acid. Oh, I forgot to mention, I started taking betaine HCL as well, and digestive enzymes. And I knew that if I had a lot of stomach acid, I'd react badly to betaine HCL, but I didn't. Like, I can take them and not feel the burn, not feel anything. And I think it is helping a lot, because the reflux isn't as bad as it used to be. So it most likely was a case of low acid, not high acid. But I could go to any doctor, they won't even look at that subject at all. So
Do you know about your sphincter? Is your sphincter okay from your esophagus into your stomach?
Initially, it wasn't. When all this started, I had a really sore throat. Everything was like burning up and down. It's a lot better now. So I'll probably get bouts where I feel a little bit something in the throat, but it's not as bad as it was at the beginning. I was literally felt like there was acid coming up into my ears. That's how bad it felt at the time.
Well done.
The combination of things have kind of healed things from this side.
Yes. Sorry. No, you're absolutely right. Please continue. Well done.
Thank you. I felt like it was something I had to do by myself, because I went to the doctor straight away, take an acid blocker, get rid of it. Basically, my mum's gone through digestive issues, and my mum trusts the doctors fully. So they'll take the acid blockers, they'll take every antacid that has been prescribed to them. My mum's like 70 years old at this point, and it has ruined their stomachs. And my mum's stomach is just all over the place. They literally keep switching between every antacid that the doctor will give them, and it's not working. Nothing works for them at the moment. So I knew that I did not want to be on antacids. So I just had to find something that would work. And that's pretty much all. I literally had to just look at everything on the internet and just hope for the best.
I think you've done incredibly well on that score. You've learnt through experience, and you've learnt through your mum's experience. Bless her for doing all that experimentation for you, so that you know what to do differently. And there's only two things. This is regarding the any upset that might be in that system, according to acid and neutralising it, and you're doing everything right. The only ones I'd add is the slippery elm. You can't overdose on it. It's the bark of a tree.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very light and gentle powder. Marshmallow root is brilliant. You can take that more pleasantly, in my opinion, in a Dr. Stewart's tea. No other tea, because Dr. Stewart's does the high botanicals. But strangely, even Holland and Barrett don't sell it anymore, Dr. Stewart's. You have to get it online. He's a botanical guy. You'll see him in the middle of a field full of flowers. He does his echinacea and everything. And he does, they call it throat relief. Throat relief?
Okay.
And it's marshmallow root tea. And he mixes other things with it. And it's just absolutely delightful. That is wonderful for any kind of soothing properties and keeping everything at bay.
Yeah.
And your slippery elm, you can get it in a circular cardboard container from Amazon. It's hugely light. It's a very light powder. And you mix it with a tiny little bit of hot water or milk and use it in your coffee. You know, it's a very nice way of taking it. And you just feel as if it's like a hug on the inside. It's like everything kind of...
Yeah.
So slippery elm and marshmallow root. And the other thing, which is extremely wonderful, not only for the acid, but for your stomach generally, and everybody, no matter what condition they've got, ought to do this. And I don't normally talk this emphatically about what to eat and what not to eat, but natural set Greek yogurt, not Greek style, Even Asda does it, but Marks and Spencer's does a brilliant one. Not the low fat, because when they take fat out, they put other stuff in. The 10% one. So just natural set Greek yogurt, authentic Greek yogurt.
It's got your probiotics in there as well.
Yeah.
And again, you'll feel it. Once I've done this process with you, you'll be far more aware of what's happening on the inside. It's almost like a blanket descending rather than your Gaviscon and everything. Yeah. Do your, I know you want your natural methods anyway. Yeah. Do that and it goes, it just calms everything down. It just, it's just like putting face cream on inside, you know?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm looking for, just to feel like that soothing from anything natural. Like, I was looking into fermented foods as well, and kefir. I started eating sauerkraut. Initially, it was making me a little bit bloated, but I think you kind of adjust to it a little bit. So there's a lot in nature. It's just, unfortunately, we kind of have to do our own research and kind of have to get there ourselves.
Exactly. So what I think you might be doing, and it's through experimentation, I know, but what you might be doing, natural things are really powerful, though.
Yeah.
Once you know the state of your system, then take what's appropriate in the most natural form possible. So there's nothing wrong with taking your tablet form, but when you see the bark, when you see the powder, and you feel the effects of it, when you see the yogurt, you know you can't overdose on these things. When you drink your tea, it's in a more naturally assimilated format rather than pills. And, you know, you must be rattling by taking all these different pills as well.
I'm very tired of supplementation. Like, the cover's just fallen. I'm like, oh, I'd love to just get to the point where it's just a few things I have to take every day.
Well, those are the things I would...
I'll look into this every I was going to get it.
Yeah. I'd recommend you do that because... I want you to enjoy eating again. It's a natural response and it's a natural joy to be able to eat and be satisfied and feel better because of eating certain things. Yeah. And then you begin to kind of regulate. You think, oh, I don't fancy any yogurt at the moment, as you open the fridge, you know. Mm-hmm. Bacon sandwich, whatever. I don't know what it is you might want at any one time. But... we kind of do lose touch with our natural responses and what the body's trying to say. You'll know this because you've been pregnant twice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think, orange juice, ugh, makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
I need milk at the moment, you know? Yeah. So we're far more intuitive when we're pregnant because we kind of, the processes speak to us more, if you like, what the body needs.
Yeah.
So at this moment in time, the one question I want to ask you is what is happening right now? And then the next question is, what would you want to be different by the end of the session?
Okay. Do you mean just everything or...
So I can't lead you too much. What do you want to be different? It comes to the top of the list. What do you want to be different by the end of this session? If I had a magic wand...
I'd like to... Well, as you mentioned, I'd like to enjoy food again. I'd like to be able to not feel the stress of having to eat a certain way. I don't mind eating healthily. Like, you know, I'm all for eating healthy anyway. It's not a case of... I've never had an issue with changing parts of my diet. It just feels at this point, nothing I do or eat makes it that a difference. Like, I've not had a day where I've just been symptom-free. It would just be nice to not have a reaction to foods. Like, good foods that are good for me. I'd just like to get to a point where I can just eat properly again. And just feel relaxed about food and not stress about it throughout the day.
So at this moment in time, imagine there's a control panel in the mind. You know, any... medical professional, when they see somebody, they'll say, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is the most anxiety you've got or the most pain you've got, or where are you at the moment? If concern about eating certain foods, or how would we put this? What's your 10 of dissatisfaction with how things are? What would you put as the label as to what 10 is and what 0 is? If 0 is the ultimate calm, I can eat what I like and know it's not going to affect me adversely. What's your 10? What would you call the 10?
My 10 is basically how I felt 4 months ago when it all started, which was I just felt like I couldn't eat anything without it really hurting. Like, my stomach just felt like it was either on fire, it was cramping. It was a lot of pain just to eat. And that would be my 10. I'd never want to get back to a point where I'm at that stage.
Yes,
and
okay.
And I think that fear stays with you once you get there. So everything I'm trying to do is to get away from that.
Right, so you're moving away from this terrible state, basically. So just to show you how the mind works, the neuro-linguistic programming side of things, it's like people that try to lose weight, actually they're doing it because they don't want to be fat. So they're moving away from being fat, which focuses the mind on fatness. Moving away from stress puts it always in the mind, or moving away from having a heart attack kind of can bring the heart attack on.
Yeah.
So we want to focus on the 0 rather than the 10.
Yeah.
So if the 10 is cramping and pain and out of control, don't know what to eat, 0 is calm. I would say, would you agree, calm experimentation? So you're taking all these wonderful things which may be competing, because the body goes into different states at different times. So you're taking everything you possibly can that's supposed to help the stomach, you know, and settle things down. But one thing might be competing with another.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, for example, just getting a load of yogurt and the throat relief tea, the Dr. Stewart's tea, and the slippery elm, and then kind of using your intuition, which I'm going to give you more access to, well, then the results of you, say, just having a teaspoon of the yogurt and then sensing how that feels, then will guide you, your own system will guide you. So what we do is deal with a conflict of consciousness. If somebody's got a conflict of consciousness, they come and see me, and I talk directly to the unconscious mind, and we put you back in touch with you being able to do it for yourself, basically. So you know the two things. The unconscious mind doesn't keep track of time. So when you had this big disturbance in your stomach, then the unconscious is maybe still there. It hasn't moved past that. Even though you're doing lots of conscious activity to try and affect it, the unconscious kind of stuck in a playback loop. And we just want to move it on from there. That's not happening now.
Yeah.
At this very present moment in time, because you live in the present moment constantly, that this is the next present moment, and that's the next present moment.
Yeah.
But we kind of have the backdrop of the past, and that worries us that we don't want to go there again, blah, blah, blah. And we're hopeful about the future. Think about the present moment right now. Where are you on that scale that we've established, the 0 to 10? What number?
I'd probably be in the middle at the moment.
Okay.
Like, I'm not in the extreme fear, but I'm also not at the point of absolute relaxation of, you know, being able to just calmly eat and just, so I'm thinking in the middle at the moment.
Okay. And I'm going to label it, if you agree, as calm experimentation. It's like an exciting adventure, but you're doing it very calmly. Well, I wonder if this is going to help or hinder, you know? So I want the mind to take that on board. And the next thing I would like to do is to be able to see your supported arm. If you can get into a position where you've got some sort of surface or pillows underneath your arm, so that it can kind of just kind of flop one way or another.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
So.
Stick my phone down.
Yes. Yeah.
Put it down. It's a little bit easier.
Okay. So,
At this moment in time, there's a certain amount of tension, of course, in the arm and the wrist. But as soon as you know that it's perfectly supported and it can kind of pivot slightly, the more you relax, the more it will kind of find its own position. Mm-hmm. Okay? So hopefully this is going to delightfully surprise you. I want you to recognise that your unconscious mind's always with you, and that your own body, and this is the basis of kinesiology, your own body can give you the answers that you seek, so that your conscious mind doesn't have to get fractious and experiment wildly with things that might not serve you. So at this moment in time, there's certain things that you're doing, and well done for your exploration on all this, and you taking responsibility, your ability to respond to your own physical condition. It's wonderful to hear that, because it saved me a lot of time in lecturing you about certain things that you might not know. So the only thing that happens here is for you to have more insight, and we're going to give your insight a more physical way of communicating with you. So I'd like you to allow your eyes to close. You know where your body is in time and space. You know where your hand is, of course you do. But I want you to regard your hand at the moment as if it no longer belongs to you. Strange as that may sound to the conscious mind, just in the position that you're in, get yourself as relaxed as you possibly can, physically. That's right, just take those deeper breaths. You're giving instruction to the body to relax as much as is possible right now in the position that you're in. So I can tell that you're twice as relaxed as you were a moment ago. Do that again. Now, that's not for your conscious mind to do. Your conscious mind puts forth the directive and your unconscious obeys. Okay, how do I get twice as relaxed as I am right now? Oh, that's my job, says the unconscious mind. I'll do it now. And you can just be relaxed and recognise that maybe you breathe more deeply, more effectively, and giving in to that part of the mind that's always there, ready to help you. You'll still be aware of noises on the outside, though now you're taking all of your attention to the inside, to your own intuition, to the body. Your body is your unconscious mind. And we want to get a signal from the body, from the hand, that would give us a yes. So in whatever way you can emphatically do it, think about something that you would always say yes to. And just keep repeating aloud the word yes. Engaging with yes, and you want the hand to move in a particular way in response to that. So give me a yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then if we were asked to ask specifically for it to pivot from the wrist in one direction or another, I wonder what direction it would pivot in to say yes, yes, yes. So it can pivot towards you or towards me. That's it, okay. So towards you is a yes. And then let it come back just easily and naturally to its neutral state. And then think of something that absolutely, definitely would not put in your mouth. For love nor money, no, no, no. Find your no, no.
No.
No, and just no. See which way the hand will go now.
No.
That's it. So towards me is no. This is going to serve you so much so in every situation in life. And relax. Let it come back to neutral. Right. Okay. So we can also get what we call an ideomotor response from the forefinger. So if we tell it now that you know your body is playing along and helping you, your unconscious mind is always there, ready to help you now. We know that consciously we've got an idea of where you are on that scale, from calm experimentation to absolute 10, cramping up and nastiness. So we know that you perhaps think that you're on a 5. We want to ask the unconscious mind, the body, where you are actually on that scale right now. I'm going to count down from 10 to 0, and we want the forefinger to raise when I get to the appropriate number, with honest, unconscious response. Is it 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1? Thank you. Okay. Would the unconscious mind prefer it to be lower than a 1? You can use the same finger to say yes, or you can pivot. Thank you. Okay. So do it now then. Talking directly to the unconscious mind, there's nothing the conscious mind needs to do. The unconscious can take it all the way down to 0. And when normalcy has been established, the normal natural order of the digestive tract, when everything is calm, when you're in a state of calm experimentation, where you can, on every level of your being, start to look forward to this calm experimentation with the yogurt, maybe, just one thing at a time, and experience some pleasure even in the thought of the cooling, soothing, calming state of the body. When you are at a 0, when the unconscious has been brought up to date with this time, 10:52, on this day, the 2nd of December, 2024, where all that stuff in the past that used to upset the body in any particular way is not happening now. When the body knows that this is a new time, you are ready to experiment, hear the word, with calm expectation, calm experimentation, where the body has taken total responsibility back for re-establishing that calmness, that soothing, that is now willing to communicate with you in terms of what you fancy to eat, when you can start to look forward to experimenting again with wonderful foods, natural, helpful, calming foods on the planet, then you'll be at a 0, and then the body will give me a full response now. Good, yes. So I can tell there's internal discussion going on between all the different parts of the mind. And when a yes has been established, when you know that you are at a 0, then the pivot will happen in the wrist and the whole hand. Thank you. Good. And relax. So now that you are at a 0, the unconscious mind has taken back responsibility for the state of this body. The unconscious mind will give you signals, and you'll interpret those signals as desire, as choice. The most powerful thing you can do is choose. And as you have been looking outside of yourself for so long for that which will help, now you also look inside. You're beginning to remember that you can trust yourself, like you could trust this body to actually build a whole human being inside you. You begin to realize that the innate intelligence, the balance of all these systems, is deep within you at an unconscious level. Does the unconscious mind agree? Looking for a full response. Well done. Thank you. This also begins a process within you where you'll sleep far deeper than ever before, where the conscious mind now hands over control just as much as is right now to that part of the mind that is responsible for sleep, which means you will sleep deeply and easily as soon as your head touches the pillow, all the way through to the morning light or to the alarm that Jibana has set. Does the unconscious mind agree? Good, which means you'll go down to those deeper levels of sleep, which means even here, even now, you can experience, hear the word, you can experience relief. 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 Calm. True. Relief. Beginning to remember that you can trust yourself. The body knows what to do. It thanks you for your experimentation. It even thanks your mom for her experimentation. And now that you are this age, at this time, in this life, you give yourself a gentle pat on the back for knowing more right here, right now, than you've ever known before. Give yourself that mental pat on the back, being the age you are, knowing what you know more about the world, about other people, about yourself, about your own body than you've ever known before. You've sifted and sorted through all the strands of reality, and you know what to do on an inner level. You allow your intuition to guide you. Your feelings will guide you because you'll feel better. And if you don't, then you'll naturally and easily make some adjustment. Your body, particularly your stomach, is very hardy, very resilient. There's hydrochloric acid in your stomach, and it can blooming way stay in your stomach too. It can stay in there. It can stay in there and help you to digest all the wonderful foods. And your state of being on the inside will guide you. And you'll know you'll feel better by how you feel. You'll sleep better and you'll awaken in the morning with a bright, delightful alertness. The body knows what to do. But right here, right now, enjoy and experience that relief, that lightness of being, that joy in even having a physical body. That's it. Go deeper. Go deeper now. Listening to the sound of my voice, everything is right. Even those things that didn't seem right, everything now is right. The point of power is in the present moment. You have taken back your own power. You know what is good for you. You've done enough experimentation. You are guided by your own inner being. And your feelings validate exactly what you pay attention to with your intuition. You'll know this has worked. You know that every day you feel better, more energized, more relief, free of worries, free of pain, free of wondering about this and wondering about that. You'll just know at an inner level because that part of the mind is now more active than ever before. If you can grow a whole human being in that body of yours twice, then you can overcome any imbalance. Now that you know, the most powerful part of the mind, the unconscious mind, which is responsible for your entire nervous system, is now working in your favour. Experience right here, right now, relief. And you're going to bring that relief, that zero of calm control, of calm experimentation, of calm, cool balance, right through to the next 7 days. Sleeping more deeply, more easily, arising when the alarm goes off or in the morning light with a bright, delightful alertness, because you've had restorative, deep sleep. The body knows what to do. It's going to balance. It begins now. And we're going to go through the next 7 days using 1 minute of clock time. 1 minute of clock time for you to go through the next 7 days using new ways of behaving and being that serve you better. 7 days of feeling calm and confident at zero. You're going to be delightfully surprised by adhering to your intuition. You're going to be able to do a little bit of what you fancy. You're going to be able to just listen to your own intuition. Which means, in a moment, when I do this, I'm going to say, this is 1 minute of clock time. During this 1 minute of clock time, you're going to go through the next 7 days at an unconscious level. This is easy. You do it every night when you sleep. You're going to go through the next 7 days where things are different, where things are calm, where things are easier than before, where you hand back control to that part of the mind that's always standing by, ready to help you, where you can be delightfully surprised that you are now feeling so much better every moment of every day and even when you sleep. You pay good attention to your own well-being. Nothing, nothing, not a thing is more important than how you feel. And that 1 minute of clock time begins now. See what you see, hear what you hear, touch what you touch, smell what you smell, taste what you taste, feel all your feelings going through these next 7 days. Feeling good, feeling better than before. Notice what you notice. Do what you need to do when you need to do it. Acting on inspiration, in spirit, inspiration. Doing what you fancy. Calm, control, experimentation. You are your own unique experiment. These trillions of cells that you inhabit, all working together efficiently, easily, happily, joyfully. You can enjoy being in this body far more than ever before, which means your taste buds are reinvigorating. You're going to enjoy. You're going to be in joy, enjoying anything that you put into your mouth. You're free of worry. You're free of anxiety. That energy is transforming into excitement. It's wonderful to be able to experiment and be delightfully surprised at how wonderful foods taste and what a positive effect they have on your system. And you'll know by what comes out the other end what suits this body right here, right now, at this time of your life. And when you sleep tonight, you'll sleep deeply and easily. And you'll arise with a bright, delightful alertness, like you will now that 1 minute of clock time has come to an end. You come back to full conscious awareness on my count with a bright, delightful alertness, feeling good, feeling better than before. Well done. Hello. That was good. How'd you feel?
I feel like I've slept.
Yes.
It's very weird because I was determined in my brain that, look, this doesn't work. I knew, like, I wanted it to work. But in my brain, I was like, look, I'm just going to sit there and I'm just going to be thinking about stuff and, like, my mind's just going to keep roaming, which is what it does all the time because it's an anxious mind. I did not think I was just going to relax and not half fall asleep. very bizarre.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely love that.
Don't you see that all the time?
Yes. I mean, hopefully you looked at
the... I bet you see it all the time.
Usually people say, that's bizarre, that's weird, I didn't think that was going to happen. Which is amazing to us because it's your own mind that's doing it, that's screaming for relief. And when you do experience relief, it's like, huh, wonderful. So I'm the instigator. I put you guys back together, the conscious and the unconscious. I just put it back together, which is why we constantly need new clients. So thank you for being a new client. And anytime you need putting back together again, then you can do that. You've got this process now, but just by relaxing. And never in the history of relaxing has anybody ever relaxed by being told to relax. So you've got to do it for yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the unconscious has taken That's on true. Board everything that you've agreed to and that we've put in place. So the next 7 days is going to be wonderful. And there's nothing you need to do particularly or say particularly. You'll just be guided. Yeah. If you like the idea of the yogurt, you'll just go and seek it out. If you like the idea of tea, you just will. Nobody's telling you what to do because nobody can. Mm-hmm. Nobody lives in your body. All that we're doing is reconnecting you with your intuition, your insight. And that comes about by what you fancy, not by what you're told to do, you know? And then the effects of that. And you probably feel a lot lighter.
Mm.
And freer.
I do.
Yes, yes. And
it feels like I don't take drugs, I never have, but it feels like you've taken something and then like you just feel mellow.
It's wonderful, isn't it? In fact, if you know anybody that is taking drugs or anything, then you tell them because this is so much better. This is
thankfully I don't, but I did.
Natural high. It's a natural high.
Yeah.
You know, so if people are taking drugs, smoking, drinking too much, etc., we're all doing this in order to feel better. And you can feel better naturally by doing this. Power of your mind, you know? Just everything's balanced now. Everything's balanced. Everything's harmonised. Okay? And you'll be so wonderfully surprised. And please send me a message, as everybody does, in the morning, when you know you slept deeply and easily and you've woken with a bright, delightful alertness. Ooh! Because even those that think, like you've just said, the conscious mind knows nothing. The conscious mind thinks, I hope this will work, but it's not going to. And then once you demonstrate it to yourself and you sleep deeply, you'll see by the Google reviews, we're seeing more and more people that don't think it's going to work. And then, of course, it does. It works because it's you. I just guide you to that natural state, which is your divine right to have, you know?
Yeah.
So everything is reset now. Just take it easy. Just live your life. Just enjoy it more. And just ordinarily listen to your body, just like you would before all this interference happened. You know, it's just all gone now. It's all gone. Get out of here. No need for that anymore. Okay. So take it easy and stay in touch, okay?
Thank you so much. Hopefully. I was going to say, hopefully see you soon, but hopefully I don't because everything's sorted.
Oh, wonderful.
You never know.
Good. Okay.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful. You can just
be... Have a good day.
Be assured that everything worked extremely well and you can look forward to just feeling much better than before. Especially for the next 7 days. It's just going to be fabulous. Keep in touch with me and have a brilliant day. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.